proclaiming truth to restore life and liberty. This is The Future of America with your host, Nena Arias. She has proclaimed truth for over 40 years in many nations of the world and now endeavors to restore the values of the biblical worldview that made the United States of America the most powerful nation in the world. Ideas have consequences. They're passed on from generation to generation, forming the culture of a society. To eradicate error, the moral and ethical principles of the Bible must be firmly established in the heart and mind of each individual. Discover how to apply biblical principles to transform your world. And now, your host, Nena Arias.
The values of the biblical worldview are the accurate ones, and they are the ones that help us to correctly understand the world we live in, to understand our design as a human race, and how to view every aspect of life with accurate perspective, accurate information. And so the topic that we're going to be dealing with today is a big lie that has been so pounded into our minds for decades. I would say for over 100 years, but especially since the 1950s and 60s, at least in the United States of America, this lie has been perpetuated, repeated, over and over and over again, that most people swear it is the truth. And so we're going to be dealing with the lie of overpopulation is destroying the world. And you will see how what we are going to share with you today is accurate truth, and we must debunk this lie because it is destroying the world. I am not going to be speaking only from the perspective of the United States of America. This is a worldwide problem, and I'll tell you why. Since I was a young girl, I have heard this mantra that the world is becoming more and more overpopulated, and that everyone should not plan on having a large family. Some countries, namely China, for a long time restricted its citizens to only one child per family. Give me a break. Until they began to see what a grave error they had made, they had committed. And so they were so generous, quote unquote, that now families can have 2 children per family. The problem they ran into is that millions and millions and millions of men could not find a wife, because for the most part, they were destroying the girl babies, the females. Now, other nations have not gone as drastic as China, but we have been told to use contraceptives to avoid getting pregnant because the planet cannot withstand a growth in population. It's basically the same thing. Then, to top it off, in 1973, abortion was legalized in America. And since then, 62.1 million preborn babies have been massacred in their mother's womb. It is supposed to be the safest place for a baby. But now, it has become the place of their execution, the execution of millions upon millions of babies. Who have we become? Why have we allowed this to go on? 62.1 million babies in America has left a gaping hole in our population, as we are going to see. Now, all of this preaching of an overpopulated planet clashed in my head when I was growing up and even as an adult, because I had been taught from a very young age, especially from the Bible since childhood, that life is precious and we should not kill it at any age, at any stage. That is what God says. Now we have a choice, and we are still facing this choice. Are we going to believe the popular culture, or are we going to believe God and the Bible? That is the question that we must answer. And it pains me greatly to have to admit that even some people who believe in the Bible also advocate and support abortion, presenting all kinds of emotional situations that pull at the heartstrings to get people to be empathetic and sympathetic with abortion, regardless of what God says. And none of it holds water in the face of what God has established. So welcome to the program as we analyze the lie of overpopulation is destroying the world. I'm Nena Arias. The overpopulation lie is being used by those who want to control us, bottom line. They want to control us and our culture. They want to dictate what our culture ought to be. And they have drilled this lie into the minds of the past generations, especially since the 1950s and 60s, that we see a tremendous impact at how people look at procreation. In 1960, the pill was approved for contraceptive use. It was the big phenomenon, the big lifesaver for many people. By 1962, it was an instant hit. It is reported that after 2 years, 1.2 million American women were on the pill. After 3 years, the number almost doubled to 2.3 million. And you can find these statistics at pbs.org/WNET. And this is what hit us like a ton of bricks when it comes to the population growth. And I ask you a very important question. If humans are right on this, did God not get the memo? Did he not know that it was a mistake to tell the people to have many children because it would ruin the planet? He told the human race since the very beginning the following commission, which we find in the very first chapter of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, in verse 28. And I quote, he said, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it." End of quote. There it is. There is nothing from God's perspective that allows us to limit the multiplication of the human race, providing it is under the marriage covenant. And that is the way he established it. And he said it very clearly, fill the earth and govern it. Then in Psalms 127 verse 3, we get this message that says, "Children are indeed a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." End of quote. There's no mistaking there of the preciousness of children. Babies are a blessing from the Lord and a reward. And those of us who have had babies and have been loving parents and understand the preciousness of a child, we totally agree. It is a heritage, a reward, a gift from the Lord to be able to have children. The word heritage is defined as something that has been inherited by legal descent or succession. It is something that is perpetuated as a legacy, as a heritage. So we are to cherish our children as a precious heritage from the Lord, to pass on to future generations. We've always known this in America. This is nothing new. How or why did we forget this in this country that was founded on this principle? And countries do not even need to be founded like America was founded to know that children are precious, that life at all stages is precious. So why did we think that we could outsmart God in this modern age, in this all-important command for the perpetuity of the human race? When did we become so arrogant to think that we know better than God? Because in this command of being fruitful and multiplying, we are clearly failing. We are offending God. We are taking life where God has given life. No child that is conceived in its mother's womb is a mistake. And I care not under what circumstances that child has been conceived. It is falsehood to say that a child that was conceived in rape, in incest, out of wedlock, is a mistake. Because you see, then we make God a liar when we say that. We make God a devil rather than a loving God. And a lot of people say, well, why would God allow a child to be conceived under those circumstances? Oh, dear friends, I could bore you to life to give you testimony after testimony after testimony of people that you know, their names, that were conceived under very hurtful, horrendous circumstances. But they came up out of that circumstance and they became very productive and fruitful individuals, citizens, that, oh my gosh, we would be so poor without them, culturally, in education, and in every other way. We cannot overpower the judgment of God when he says, under these circumstances, I am going to allow this child to be conceived because I have a very special plan. Does that plan always come to fruition? Not always. But that doesn't mean that the original design and the original plan was not a good one. It just so happens that human beings exercise their free will in the wrong way and hurt people, and they hurt themselves. But that's not God's fault, is it? That is the people who are using their free will in a sinful, horrible, selfish way. God doesn't make mistakes. Studies show that we are the ones that got it wrong in avoiding having children, and the global impact is already being felt around the world in many countries. We are in trouble, dear friends. A study published in The Lancet reports of global trends in fertility rates and offers a clear prediction of what lies ahead if the birth rate does not increase in many countries. You can find this report at thelancet.com/journals. It is reported that many countries are already in trouble because of the low birth rate. The study found that almost every country could face a dangerous decline in populations. Did you hear that? Every country. Nobody is exempt. By 2100, some nations, like Spain and Japan, could see their populations fall by 50%. Half of their population gone? That is huge. Populations don't usually make it back from that point of no return. I don't say that. History does. Studies by the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics showed that in 1950, there was an average of 4.7 in the birth rate, meaning that the average woman had at least 4 children or 5 children. This is reported by the BBC.com/news. Almost 5 babies per woman. That number drastically changed by 2017. The number dropped to 2.4. In other words, 2 children. Studies predict that number will continue to decline, probably falling to below 1.7 by 2100. Dear friends, civilizations do not survive with that kind of birth rate. So at this rate, the global population is estimated to climax at 9.7 billion. Climax. It's not going to go any higher than that. And that would be around 2064. That's only 44 years away. That'll be here before we know it. It is estimated that in 2064, after that, it will fall down to 8.8 billion by the end of the century. What will the world look like as the population gets older? Because we're not reproducing the younger people in the same rate as the older generations get older. Who will be there to take care of them? Have you thought of that? How will that affect the economy of the world when not enough younger people are there to replace the workforce that is going out of commission, so to speak? And you can find that report at liveaction.org/news. How the birth rate, the low birth rate, is going to impact the economy. This is serious business. Here in our country, Americans aren't making enough babies to replace ourselves. We're already at that point. Government experts don't really know why, except they think it might be changing economics and fewer teenage pregnancies due to the readily available of contraceptives and, of course, abortion. But those of us who see things through God's perspective and common sense, I might say, know the culture trend of abortion is very much to blame because numbers don't lie, dear friends. And those numbers, I venture to say, are not even accurate. They're much higher than what is reported because there are a lot of clandestine abortions that are not even reported. That still goes on. You can't kill unborn babies by the thousands every single day that add up to 1.3 million a year in this country alone, and expect to not leave a gaping hole in the population. We have killed an entire generation. It's gone, never to be replaced. This just confirms over and over and over again that the overpopulation is a big lie. And these numbers are in all the nations. Also, it has become a trend to believe that smaller families live better. We know that is false, because in times past, large families managed very well, thank you. If you couple that with the fact that people have become more selfish and career-oriented, they see children as a burden. Children stand in their way of full realization, or so they think. Until they get older, they're lonely, no one to care for them, or them to care for other people. So they either decide not to marry or marry and not have children. Getting married and deciding not to have children is one of the most selfish acts that anybody can make. There are exceptions, but when it becomes widespread, this is why we are in trouble. Because according to God and what we read from His Word, getting married and not having children defeats the large portion of the purpose of marriage. You heard that right. The family unit is the nucleus that will perpetuate the human race. But anymore, people in our culture are putting that aside. Many of them wait too long, and their biological clocks run out, and they can't conceive even if they wanted to. If a person decides to not marry and remain celibate, to dedicate their life to a worthy cause, to serve others, guess what? God is okay with that. God is okay with that because you want to invest your life in others in a meaningful way. But you're not getting married and accepting a marriage covenant when you have no intention of fulfilling it completely. Too many people that decide not to marry and have kids don't have a noble vocation in mind. They just do so only to satisfy their desires, which includes being promiscuous and living only for themselves. If you couple that with how the marriage covenant is looked down upon or underestimated or not taken seriously, that many couples already get married thinking, if this doesn't work out, I'm going to divorce. They may not say it, but it's in the back of their mind. And the moment they hit a snag, the moment their emotions run out, they say, oh, I don't love her anymore. Oh, I don't love him anymore. What is love? Love is not an emotion. Love is commitment, and you made a commitment for life. So these are the sad situations that we are facing in our culture. Experts say that for the population to reproduce itself at current numbers, the total fertility rate needs to be of just 1.765.5 per 1,000 people, or 16% below the number needed to keep the population stable with additions through immigration. It is reported that the total fertility rate has been declining steadily for 7 years. But the numbers for 2017, they represent the biggest drop in recent history. Now, the CDC offered no explanation for why the American fertility rate is dropping so rapidly. But because the CDC doesn't factor in the moral and spiritual side of humanity, that is why they don't know. Now you see why my opening statement is accurate when I said that the biblical worldview, the biblical values, is the only perspective that is accurate to understand life. The CDC does not factor in ethics, morality, the spiritual side of the family. We know the eyes of the world are still fixed on our country to follow our lead in this. So the trend that is seen in the United States is also seen in much of the developing world, including Western Europe. Now, one important factor that's contributing to this is the changing roles of women in society. And this is very, very important to note. We know that the feminist movement has completely morphed into something that is totally against society. It's totally against the family. When women want to be men, that's a problem. Now, I'm not talking about the feminism that has defended women's rights. That's very different from the radical feminism that we have seen take over in our culture. One of the most important roles of a woman, regardless of what the radical feminists say, is to birth and raise children within the marriage covenant. That is very important. That's our very special place in creation. Men cannot do that work. Men cannot fulfill that commission. Women were equipped to carry the children, to birth the children, and spend most of their time with the children while the men go out and work and provide. They can also invest in a vocation to help the children of others. Not all women are fertile. Not all women are going to be able to birth children, but they can certainly invest themselves in the children of others. And there's always adoption. There are always many, many, many children that for whatever reason do not have a family. Now granted, marriage isn't for everyone, but all human beings are called to invest themselves in others. None of us escape that commission, that calling. We owe ourselves to others. As previously mentioned, in general, women are getting married later in life. They are leaving the home and launching their families later. But there's no guarantee that things will work out as planned. There may be fertility issues that prevent procreation for those women. All these dire symptoms tell us to stop paying attention to the advocates of decreasing the population. Rather, let's pay attention and believe God in His instructions for right living and the perpetuation of the human race. Most of all, let's fight strongly against abortion, this blood-curdling practice that is going on in the nations of the world who have massacred 1.58 billion, with a B, preborn babies since 1980. We should not be weary of overpopulating the world. Rather, we should be strongly concerned of the decline in population that will annihilate us from the planet. So listen to this. We are not overpopulated, just unevenly distributed. People want to be overcrowded in the mega cities. They only suffocate each other, and it's completely unhealthy for the survival of the human race. We need to spread out. We need to live off the land. In America, we should begin to reverse the message and encourage and incentivize married couples to increase their family size. And especially Christians and churches should highly encourage parishioners to have more children, to fulfill the commission that we were given from God to be fruitful and multiply, and also to adopt unwanted children and give them a good, loving, and godly home. We are the ones commissioned by God to care for the widows and the orphans, and so fulfill the will of God. And then it comes to loving our neighbor as ourself. That is our commission. There is so much more that we could speak on this subject, but I think you get the picture. Let's believe God rather than fear-mongering human beings who just want their own way. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time with a new topic.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast. May these truths challenge and change your heart. We hope today's topic has truly enriched your life so we can make America strong again. This program is made possible by the generous financial support of our listeners. All donations are tax deductible. We would love to hear your questions or comments. Please visit our website at www.culturallegacy.org. You may email us at cl@culturallegacy.org or write to The Future of America, P.O. Box 38456, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27438. Call us at 877-732-2887. That's 877-732-2887. Remember, you are a person of positive or negative influence. What you do today will impact the future.